USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As the Democrats gear up for a primary debate in Des Moines, Iowa, Tuesday night, there will be one less person running, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker dropping out of the 2020 race.
I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
And a recent Des Moines Register CNN poll shows Bernie Sanders leading in Iowa with 20%, followed by Elizabeth Warren at 17%, third place Mayor Pete at 16%, and former Vice President Joe Biden at 15%.
This was an act of terrorism.
In other news, Attorney General Bill Barr demands Apple unlock two cell phones used by the Saudi national responsible for shooting and killing three members of the military at the Pensacola Naval Base in Florida. Barr wants to see if he acted alone and says the attack was terrorism motivated by jihadist ideology. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 28,907. The NASDAQ gaining 95 points. The S&P 500 up almost 23 points to the price you pay at the pump. The national average for a gallon of gasoline dropping this week. USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of oil fell back to under $60 a barrel for the first time in several weeks to $59.05. A barrel.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have dropped 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week, with the nation's average at 257 and 5 tenths, 32 cents higher than a year ago when the national average was at 226 per gallon.
The price may go even lower as oil prices have about 4 weeks left of a shrinking window with lower demand during the first 2 months of the year before prices begin to move up that will usually last until April or May.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To Capitol Hill now, and an update on the two articles of impeachment that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been holding on to for the past 3 weeks. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's glad House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ended a one-woman blockade on moving articles of impeachment to the Senate. The Kentucky Republican opened the Senate on Monday by saying,
"Well, I'm glad the Speaker finally realized she never had any leverage in the first place to dictate Senate procedure to senators and is giving in to bipartisan pressure to move forward."
McConnell also calls the House impeachment case rushed, weak, and incomplete. I'm Tim Berg.
Changing gears now to the Oscar nominations.
Nominees for 24 categories announced on Monday morning ahead of the February 9th Oscar Awards show. For Best Picture,
The Irishman, Martin Scorsese. Joker, Todd Phillips. 1917, Sam Mendes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino. And Parasite, Bong Joon-ho.
Joker leading overall Oscar nominations with 11. The Irishman, 1917, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood tied for second with 10 nominations apiece. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.